Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Earlier in the week, Iran tested a ballistic missile. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. These new sanctions follow a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. U.S. military official says a U.S. Navy destroyer patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. Ship arrived off southwestern Yemen to conduct what is called presence operations. The U.S. military had a plan to move a ship into the area soon, but it was accelerated due to a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate on Monday in the Red Sea that killed two crew members. Republican-led U.S. Congress has taken one of its first steps toward fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. They passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis is in Tokyo, where he told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
I want there to be no misunderstanding during the transition in Washington that we stand firmly 100% shoulder to shoulder with you and the Japanese people, Mr. Prime Minister.
Earlier in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hosted a new German foreign minister, that's Sigmar Gabriel, at the State Department. Afterwards, Gabriel spoke at the German embassy here in Washington.
Our cooperation is crucial on issues on the international agenda, for example, on our efforts to end the horrible civil war in Syria, in our common responsibility for the Middle East peace process, and in working for a peaceful solution for the conflict in the eastern Ukraine.
The meeting came as President Trump's travel ban on refugees and people from seven countries with a Muslim majority has caused some international concern. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the fighting terrorism did not justify placing Muslims under general suspicion. U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the Trump travel ban imposed last week. President Trump says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of the American people from terrorists. It is World Cancer Day today, and the World Health Organization is reporting that the lives of millions of the more than 8 million people who die every year from cancer could be saved if the disease was diagnosed earlier. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the WHO in Geneva.
Cancer has reached epidemic proportions globally. Once considered a disease of people in rich countries, the World Health Organization says that no longer is the case. It says two-thirds of all cancer deaths now occur in low- and middle-income countries. Health officials say cancer deaths in the poorer countries are projected to rise from the current 8.2 million yearly to more than 9 million by 2030. If action is not taken to better diagnose, detect, and treat the disease at an early stage. WHO adds cancer, which is diagnosed and detected at an early stage, also will be less expensive to treat and cure. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And you can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we'll return to the largest gathering of jazz artists and professionals each year, the Jazz Connect. In the first week in January, New York City was invaded by hundreds of jazz musicians and jazz professionals and advocates, the annual Jazz Connect Conference, the largest gathering of its kind in the world each year. And I'll give you some of the conversation I enjoyed with two of the greats that were there. We'll talk to one of the reigning kings of Latin jazz, Arturo O'Farrell, and Grammy nominee this year for his latest work, Monkestra Volume 1, is salute to Thelonious Monk with his big band, John Beasley. But let's begin with another celebration of a jazz birthday. The 1st of February marks the birthday of the late, great Joe Sample, the award-winning keyboardist, composer, member of the band The Crusaders, leader of his own bands and his own projects. He worked with so many different people through the years, and he was one of the finest individuals you would ever want to meet. He died on the 12th of September in 2014 at the age of 75, but a full and fruitful life he lived, and it was filled with creating wonderful music like this. Here's his version of the Lee Morgan classic, The Sidewinder. It's Joe Sample with his band, Soul Committee, from one of his last recorded efforts before his passing, Did You Feel That? Here it is to begin this hour of music on VOA's Jazz America.
sometimes we can't get over. So in the meantime, let's turn off the hover. Go deep into the groove, meet me and boom, boom. Let the horns speak and tell of high fever. Lay out, as the licks play out. We could get berserk, keep my smarty pants smirk. Dig the quarter note, drop bombs like Max Roach. Lady Day, she make way for Lady Bug. Body and soul in my blue, the strange fruit. Embody the blues, complex harmonic sense. Spreading out, disperse the jazz sound. From Fence Point, Harlem down, it is Playhouse. Four corners of the globe where the story is told. In the dark hour, can't stop the aqua skate. It's all and nothing at all. Holiday, celebrate, celebrate.
Everywhere we feel a passion.
Billie Holiday were alive today, maybe she would sound like what you just heard. That was a remixed and reimagined version of her classic Spreadin' Rhythm Around here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here, and I'd like to share with you now some of the audio that I gathered from speeches and one-on-one conversations I enjoyed at the 2017 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, the largest annual gathering of jazz artists, advocates, and professionals each and every year. Here's some of that audio right now. The award-winning giant of modern jazz, Latin jazz, whatever kind of jazz he wants to make, I'll listen to it. Arturo O'Farrell is here at the Jazz Connect Conference for 2017, just about to start a panel about opportunities in Cuba. That's going to be really interesting, don't you think?
I think so. I think there's a lot of opportunities in Cuba for Cubans, for Americans, and for mutual respect, for understanding one another from an egalitarian, equal platform, and not just as those syncopated, crazy Cubans and those high and mighty jazzers.
You know, I was just thinking as I was getting ready for this and thinking about you and this panel, the Tony Bennett song, I Left My Heart in Santiago, or Old Habana, or is some of your heart in Cuba all the time?
I love Cuba, and I feel an incredible sense of peace there, but I really feel like the contemporary artist has to be a citizen of the world. I mean, I really belong to no place, but I love Cuba, and I love to go back, and when I'm there, I feel a sense of respite and peace, and it, when you lead the kind of lifestyle that we do, That the momentary lapse into normalcy is a vacation of the heart. So
part of normalcy is for you to play at Birdland every once in a while, and oftentimes with a big ensemble, oftentimes with your kids, and I'm going to bring that up for a second. But your latest recording, more of a small combo situation, really, really well received. Some thoughts about that one.
Boss Level is a beautiful project. I think somehow it definitely skated above some folks' heads because they are so used to the big band. But, I mean, in a way, it's my favorite project I've ever done because there's some really fearless musicianship on there that is not mitigated by musicianship. It's mitigated by familial love and just comfort of expression. You know, as musicians, we have a lot of lot of contraptions that help us maneuver through the high wires. But when I play with those kids, especially, and a lot of young musicians, I kind of, I float fearlessly, because they do. They don't know enough to be scared.
Well, that leads me to this one, because this theme of this Jazz Connect conference is the family of jazz. Band members are a family, but you have La Familia de Musica with your sons.
Yeah.
You got, my wife says all the time, you're only as happy as your saddest child. You got some happy children, you got to be a happy dad.
My kids are in good place. They're in a good place.
Yeah.
And more so because they're good human beings. And I think that's something that you can't teach.
Talented human beings, and the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Arturo, good to see you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Arturo O'Farrell and Sextet from the album he mentioned, Boss Level, his latest with Not Now, Right Now. And now, here's some newly discovered 1968 recording from the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra from the album All My Yesterdays with Low Down on Jazz America from VOA 1. There have been lots and lots of discoveries of classic music, recorded live and also studio recordings, that have just been discovered and re-released. Case in point, what you just heard from the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra from 1968, recorded live at the Village Vanguard. It became an album called All My Yesterdays, and from that, you heard the song Low Down. Resonance Records putting out those classic recordings, along with lots of other sources of this wonderful music. I've got one more conversation coming your way from the Jazz Connect Conference. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I received from Carlos Andica from Bogota, Colombia. And he wrote me in Spanish, and my Spanish is very limited, muy limitado, but I did my best with translation programs and etc. to find out that he was writing to me to say, "Hello, friend. I am in Armenia, Colombia, which is a suburb of Bogota. I'm a listener, and I always listen when I drive to the gym. I congratulate you on your excellent program. And there's an echo of one that caught my attention, and I really laughed, and I'd like to share it with some friends. It was about learning to play the violin. I'd like to hear it again. Thanks and congratulations." Well, Carlos, I hope you learn to play the violin beautifully. I'm not sure if you have or not. If you have some wonderful recordings, send them to us, and we'll give it a listen. Right now, let's listen to another great violinist, this one from Europe. Here's Didier Lockwood from one of his early releases called The Kid, as he gave us his version of John Coltrane's Impressions on VOA's Jazz America.
мешку я он не минута беда а бекеваса на форта ту мешку джагадо лето се A bugundri che sazia e ti giocare una A bugundri e nessuna A bugundri e mi scopri ogni minuto Che passa una porta Tu, tu Mesci con giocato lieta A bugondria che sazia E dice che arriva Se a bugondria è nessuna
Wonderful singer Letizia Gambi from Naples, Italy, from her first release ever, introducing Letizia Gambi and a song entitled Apocundria, produced by the great drummer and composer and producer of many people's works, Lenny White, the drummer of the band Returned Forever, as you may remember. And he has also produced her second album, Blue Monday, for which they've received 2 Grammy nominations. She was joined on this album by Ron Carter, Dave Stryker, Gil Goldstein, and so many other great players, along with Lenny White. So we'll wish her the best of luck. As a matter of fact, I ran into Letizia Gombe and Lenny White at a recent performance by Fahir Atakoglu, the great Turkish pianist, who has a new album coming soon on which Letizia Gombe will be singing with him in her native language with his music, very Turkish flavored. So the world is getting smaller and smaller. And I had a chance to speak with Fahir Atakoglu. I'll share that with you in the near future here on Jazz America. Right now, let's return for one more conversation, this time again with John Beasley, the Grammy-nominated work, Monkestra Volume 1. Hopefully he'll win a Grammy Award. He has 2 nominations for this work coming up. Let's speak with him further about working on the music of Thelonious Monk, and then hear some of that here on VOA's Jazz America. John Beasley, great to see you here at Jazz Connect.
Good to be here, and good to see you.
Well, I have to say, first off, congratulations on all the accolades that have come your way, and I know you've appreciated the greats down through the years. How does taking on a master like, say, a Thelonious Monk compare to doing your own songs? It's two different processes.
Two different processes, but Thelonious Monk's music is so pliable. You know, the sign of a great composer is that you can listen to Bach at any tempo, for instance. You know, you can put any kind of beat to Stevie Wonder, let's say. And Monk is like that too. It's set up for creativity in the first place, you know. And the difference is that, you know, I've got a launching pad with Thelonious Monk, and you know, with my own music, I kind of have to wait for my launching pad, you know, or you know, I take long walks, and maybe some riff will come to my mind, and I'll build off of that.
Well said. Musician, artist, and director quite often too, John Beasley. Great to see you, and best of luck in winning a Grammy soon.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
John Beasley may be celebrating on the 12th of February in Los Angeles if he wins a Grammy Award or two for that work. That was the song Skippy from his Monkestra Volume 1 album. Best of luck to him, and thanks to all the artists who joined us to talk at Jazz Connect this year. Now, to close out Jazz America, for no other reason other than this is one of the classics of all time, Watermelon Man, Herbie Hancock from Headhunters from 1973 on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Classic Watermelon Man from the 73 release Headhunters. Russ Davis here. Hope you've enjoyed our visit to Jazz Connect Conference 2017. And I've got more to share with you from the conference in future shows. But for the next Jazz America, I'm going to take you to Brooklyn, New York, to the hall known as Roulette, where Mike Rivard and his inventive band Club Delph will take us to Morocco. They blend exotic Moroccan music and instrumentation with American modern jazz and come up with a brilliant form of world jazz. And we'll hear cuts from their newest release live at Club Helsinki. Mike Rivard and Club Delph on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?